Good morning. Today is Monday, November 15th, 2021. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. Progressives say a congressional map proposed this weekend by Democratic leaders in the Nevada State House would split the Latino vote. The redrawn map would bolster Democrats' advantage in southern Nevada swing districts, but it would split Latino residents among three districts, leaving none of them with 40%, even though roughly four out of every 10 Nevada residents identify as Hispanic or Latino. The American Rescue Plan includes nearly $2 billion for tribal governments. The latest payout provides housing support for reservations. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Four tribes in Nevada are getting more than $1 million each from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Two tribes in New Mexico received grants, too. But Brian Melendez says that's barely scratching the surface. Melendez is president and CEO of Tribal Minds Incorporated, a progressive think tank. He says federal and state officials have neglected Native communities for decades, and that's led to a crippling housing shortage and mass homelessness. What housing is available often has asbestos or bad wiring. Melendez says if the government really wants to support Indigenous people, it needs to focus on improving communication all the time, not just during a crisis. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Two Native American tribes have failed again in their bid to persuade a federal judge in Nevada that a lithium mine planned near the Oregon border is on sacred lands where their ancestors were massacred in 1865. U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew has ruled that additional historical accounts the tribes submitted still fall short of evidence needed to temporarily block digging. Dew refused a request by the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and the Oregon-based Burns Paiute Tribe to reconsider her earlier ruling, denying their bid to block an archaeological study. Housing costs in Reno Sparks have been on the rise, but prices in October stayed relatively stable. KUNR's Caleb Radel reports.
The latest report from the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors said the median price for a single-family home across Greater Reno Sparks came in at $540,000 last month. That's up only 2% from September, but still nearly a 19% increase from last year. Realtors cite a lack of available supply as the main driver. In fact, the 540 homes on the market in October represented less than 1 month of inventory at the current pace of sales. Caleb Radel, KUNR News.
California is now among three states now allowing coronavirus booster shots for all adults. The move comes even though federal health officials recommend limiting doses to those 65 and younger people with certain underlying health conditions or whose jobs create a high risk for contracting the virus. California, along with Colorado and New Mexico, instituted their policies to try and head off a feared surge around the end-of-year holidays when more people are gathering inside. Colorado and New Mexico have among the nation's highest rates of new infections. California now joins them in the high tier for transmission after being lowest in the nation earlier in the fall. A study that appeared to show ivermectin could potentially treat COVID-19 was retracted last month when the authors realized they made serious errors. The antiparasitic medication remains an unproven treatment for the virus, but residents in the Mountain West continue to seek it out. Mark Dowell says that's a problem. He's an infectious disease expert and a county health officer in Wyoming. He says both social media and certain physicians are playing a part in our region.
I have seen patients that were not offered the standard monoclonal antibody therapy when they were identified as being infected with COVID-19, but instead given ivermectin and not done well.
Monoclonal antibody therapy is the most effective in the first few days of people showing COVID-19 symptoms. And there's a hidden crisis that's existed for years inside one of the most well-funded institutions on the planet, and it's worsened during the coronavirus pandemic. As many as 160,000 active duty military members are having trouble feeding their families. That comes from Feeding America, which coordinates the work of more than 200 food banks around the United States. The group estimates that almost a third of troops in the most junior enlisted ranks faced food insecurity during the previous year. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.